Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky. Keep your head.
Keep your
times that his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will say of my Elohim, he is my rock and my strength. Psalms 91 lets us know that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from Yah, the Most High. Hey Yah, we love him today. We praise him. Let's go before our Father in prayer, knowing that no weapon formed against us can prosper. Heavenly Father, Abba, we thank you for this day that many people like to call Hump Day. You've already gotten over the hump, and you'll take us over the hump, and we understand that there's no temptation that befalls us that you haven't gone through, and you came through it without sin. So we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, knowing that with every trial and temptation, you always make a way of escape. For this, we love you, we thank you, and for all that you have yet to come for your people. We praise you. We honor you. We thank you. Bless our time together. Bless your people. We pray for the four corners of Israel. We thank you for the fall, holy days, and feast days. We thank you that you shall conquer, reign, and rule. Long live the King. We ask these blessings in the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach. So be it. Welcome to Inspirational Wednesdays. We are truly inspired to keep on going. So we pray that you're not letting the obstacles, trials, and tribulations of this world set you back. I am V. Torah, and you are listening live on Blog Talk Radio to Inspirational Wednesday. And I'm joined by my brother, Brother Demetrius. How you doing, Brother Shalom? Shalom.
Shalom. Doing well on this glorious day that the Most High has brought to us. We'll say hi to all the brothers and sisters out there. I hope everyone is doing fine.
Doing well as expected. I think they are worried about some of these heathens business, these Edomites business, because they got that one-eyed tube on, and that stuff will engulf you in fear, but we need to be about our Abba's business. And hopefully that's where people
Hallelujah.
I'm still in the midst. We are in the midst of the Feast of Tabernacles. We know some got it coming up. Some have already performed it. I'm in the midst of it. And believe it or not, Brother D, Sister Tamar got me in that tent.
I said,
believe it or not, Brother D, Sister Tamar got me in that tent. This is some good practice for the wilderness, setting up that tent. But it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing to experience that and be out there. So got a few more days to go, making the most of it, doing what we can do to be honoring the Feast of Tabernacles.
Yeah, well, you know, that's all Abiyah brings us. He brings us blessings. You know, we just thank him for those blessings and trying to stay in the spirit and keep those commandments so that we can be deemed worthy.
That's right. He said throughout your generations that we are to remember these things, and these are the signs between us and him. So we had no problems when they said Thanksgiving was coming up. We went and got that turkey, took time off the job, whole day, weekend, Christmas. We didn't have no problems getting ready for these holidays. These holy days, we just keep telling our we ain't got to do all that. But, you know, blessed are those that put forth their best effort and move into this and rehearse this, practice this, and keep these statutes, laws, and commands.
Yeah, I mean, we would be looking forward to and prepping for these holidays and whatnot. I mean, they were ingrained in our mind. We've been doing it since we were young, and so we had no problem with that. But, you know, we put that stuff away, and now we're about the Abba's holy day.
Yes, yes, sir. That's what we're all about. So we got some scriptures. We're going to get into it. Bright and early.
Yeah, because, you know, in these last days, we need to rely on the Abba's protector. And it's all throughout the scriptures. He says he'll protect us as long as we're doing what we need to do, and that's keeping those commandments, the statutes and laws.
That's right. We left off on the Shabbat talking about, that was one of the things we were talking about on the Shabbat, protection through the keeping of the statutes, laws, and commandments. And then we, right after we did, now that I think back in retrospect, kind of prophetic, because right after we taught on that, we woke up to this massive shooting in Las Vegas, and just different types of people being just capped off and being in the wrong place at the wrong time, as they say. And we really have to truly be led in the spirit. I mean, I'm not going to get into all the innuendos and conspiracy theories about that shooting and lone shooters. There's so much to be said in what this world is doing, but more so, we want to focus in on the fact that we don't have to fret ourselves over evildoers, but we do want to continue, as we did on the Shabbat prior to this happening, talking about the safety of being in the Ark of the Covenant by staying in touch with the Father through keeping his statutes, laws, and commandments that most Christians today in the church would tell you is done away with. Done away with.
Well, actually, he had attempted to rent some rooms to do this at a certain hip-hop concert or whatnot during this, over the past few months, and he wasn't able to get a room, so he didn't do it at that time, And my guess is that some people at the Most High expected to tap on the shoulder, and just wasn't going to have that happen at that time.
He went to the country western. Went to the country western concert. My. Ain't
yeah.
that a shame?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I'm gonna turn it over to you, brother. What scriptures you want to hit today?
Oh, let's go to Psalms 91. We'll read that chapter. So whenever we're ready, I can start.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay. Psalm 91, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Okay. Is that Psalms 1 or Psalms 91?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was on 91. Hold on. It's like I messed up.
That's Psalms 1.
Hold on. No, we're going to Psalms 91. I'm sorry. I got on the long one. Hold on.
That was a good one, though.
Yeah, it was. See, I got a different... right here, Psalms 91. Okay, now let's start again here. Psalms 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret places of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Most High, He is my refuge and my fortress, my Yah, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. And most of us can think of, I know I can think of times when even before I came to the truth, and I think back on times that the Most High was with me. Didn't know it, but He was with me, keeping me away from certain things that I might have done, certain things that I might have happened to me. Okay, verse 5.
Correct.
Thou shalt not be afraid. Thou shalt not be afraid for terror by night, nor for the arrow that fitteth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee.
That is
only
a powerful scripture right there.
God. What's that now?
I said that verse right there is just always stands out to me because it's actually, I have an imagery when I read that of somebody who's actually like, let's take the shooting in Las Vegas, for instance, and you're keeping these commandments, and I'm just using this as an analogy, and you seeing people to the left of you and right of you get shot, and these bullets don't harm you or touch you because you're a commandment keeper. This is what Psalms 91:1 is talking about, your relationship with the Father. Even the noisome, that word noisome that you read over talks about vapors, extremely offensive pestilence. It's talking about vapors, the things that can be in the air, pestilence, sicknesses, diseases, illnesses, cancer, cancerous things, these chemtrails. He's saying that there's protection from all these things in Him. I know, brothers and sisters, this is not anything that you should be taking lightly. our allegiance is to him, not to a flag, not to a country. They want to talk about the 75% black NFL taking a knee, but want the whole world to pause, over 50 folks getting killed, and tell them to take a knee and pause and give them a moment of silence, but get pissed off at some brothers that want to obey the word and not take an allegiance to something that can't save you.
That's
so
right.
This, yeah, it's imperative that we understand our commitment to the Most High and the things that we are not to get caught up into idolatry. And I'm going to say this. Going to these massive events is not the thing to do anymore. We're supposed to start coming out of her. Going to a lot of these concerts, I enjoy concerts. I'm a musician myself. But I have withdrawn. If I go see something, it'll probably be a small venue just to hear something, or I'm playing. But when you got a massive stage, one person on the stage, a lot of lights, people looking at them, worshiping, doing every sign that they do, you're getting caught up into idolatry. You're idol worshiping. Half the people there are oohing and eyeing over the artist on stage as he gets you to recite and sing stuff that he's probably singing unto Satan because he sold his soul to Satan. Shouldn't be getting caught up into that stuff anyway. We have to begin to withdraw from that. They're doing it in the gospel church too. You go to Joel Osteen's church on Sunday, you got gospel recording artists up there, blue lights, red lights, glitter, stars, crystal balls, and the whole crowd is being mesmerized singing these so-called worship songs while they're worshiping the person that's singing it. That's a trap too. So people, we have to understand that in our relationship with the Father that we're to come up out of the world in order to inherit this protection Brother D is talking about. That's what I want to say.
And there's idolatry all over the place, just like you said, with the taking a knee or whatnot. Those people worshiping that anthem and worshiping that flag, and all of them profess to be Christians. You know, they're breaking the second commandment because they put that flag and that that anthem up over everything. I mean, they're not hearing anything. Even when you mention to them, they read about the Constitution, they don't hear any of that because they're mesmerized with that idolatry. Matter of fact, let me read that verse again, Psalm 91 and 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. And that would be a glorious thing, to see the reward of the wicked, because a lot of those people...
We're starting to see it now.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, and all of the things that happen, because these are the same people that will tell you that God doesn't exist, that God doesn't exist, that you know he's dead.
Right.
And so why should I waste my time praising and praying to the Most High? But just like in days of Noah and all the other times when they were saying that, oh, he's not there anymore, you know, he's dead, he reveals himself. Because 1,000 years is like one day to the Most High.
Yes, sir.
Okay, verse 9. Because thou hast made the Most High, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Isn't that the verse that Satan tried to use against our big brother to get him to sin when he wanted him to bow down to him? And this is true. But just like the HaMashiach says, we're not to be testing the Most High. It's there for us, you know, when it's needed, but we don't just come out doing things just to see if this is going to happen, if he's going to bear us up.
Right.
Verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I'll set him on high. Because he hath known my name, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Fantastic insurance policy. I mean, that 91 is an insurance policy, an assurance policy. It's a 911 emergency contact number. I love Psalms 91:1. These are the benefits. So we do have benefits. Y'all looking for reparations? These are all the reparations I need right here. Because he said no man will buy us. No man will pay for us. No man's going to support us. We're not getting reparations. I watched, say this real quick. I watched Black-ish last night. It was excellent. They got into some black history. It was so excellent, I wish I could have posted it on Facebook. Because I know it caused some white folks to realize the truth about Juneteenth and what really happened, because a lot of these young white folks don't really know what happened in the black community and what that date is about. But needless to say, the United States, most people don't know, and they showed this on the show, the United States apologized for slavery, but they also put disclaimers in there saying, but you will not hold the United States responsible for what transpired, you will not sue us, and there will be no reparations. We ain't paying you, Negroes, for what we did to y'all. Nobody's going to come. These are our benefits right here. Divine protection, joy, peace, contentment, and seeing the reward of the wicked with our eyes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, you're right about that. Just like you said, no man will buy you. I mean, they've had the, H.R. 40, I believe they've had that over the last, 2 years. Every year they come up to try and, introduce that to get them to just to study really what it would cost for reparations to black people. But every year, that never passes. In fact, they said this year, it's got a 1% chance of passing. So, like I said, no one's going to bring us back from this or to save us from this, and that's the Most High. And he's ordained that. So, just like you said, reparations are not coming. Because even though they apologize, they put in disclaimers. And what it shows is they don't really mean that.
No, they don't.
They don't really mean it.
I'm even, looking at the information, and I believe, here's the funny thing. They figured they'd have to pay about $330 billion in reparations. And the funny thing is we spend $1.3 trillion a year as a nation of people. And ever since about, let me say this. The United States has officially apologized 5 times. There's been no reparations. Go ahead.
But still in all, they're paying reparations to everyone. But they're not paying reparations to the black people. That ain't gonna happen.
Right, because they gave the reparations to Japan. They apologized for Jim Crow slavery. It wasn't no reparations. They apologized to Hawaii for what they did. They took care of them. They try to apologize to the Indians, make them believe that they own these casinos, but they're not letting them do nothing but manage them because they're not going to give no Indians no land. You see how they went and took that land and put that pipeline right through the land. So don't ever think you got something in this earth until the Most High comes and establishes it and gives it to you. Our hope, peace, rest, salvation is in Him and Him alone. Psalms 91 makes it clear that our brother's coming here to set the record straight. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
As far as the Indians are concerned, every Edomite that comes out of the pike got their name on the roll to try and say that, hey, I got a Native American in me. I got Native American in me because they want to get some of that money. I was looking at one of the guys who supposedly was running some type of drilling company on the reservation. And his last name is Kelly. Now, how do you get Native American out of Kelly?
Right.
But, I'm sure a, like I said, they, you know, they need like to smell money, and they'll become an alien if there's some money to be made.
That's right. That's right.
Well, let me go ahead and read another scripture here that I told you about, Judges 5:20-21. See,
okay.
Now therefore, my and governor, if there be any error against this people, and this, actually this is about when they wanted to, this is one of the I guess sorcerers for one of the nations that wanted to go against the Most High's people, and he asked him, the king asked him about these people and what might happen, and this is what he told him. He said, therefore my lord and governor, if there be any error against these people, and they sin against their Yah, let us consider that this shall be their ruin, and let us go up, and we shall overcome them. But if there be no check iniquity in their nation, let my Lord now pass by, lest their Lord, their Yah, defend them, and their Yah before them, and we become a reproach before all the world. I mean, that's really part of what he's saying. If, you know, if these people are stating the commandment, they're doing what the Most High says, leave these people alone, because it's
right.
going to be our ruin. He said, but if they're
right.
if they're in iniquity, if they're not following his laws and statutes and commandments, then it would be their ruin.
Right.
So that's the same thing. Same thing holds today. You know, if you're not following those commandments, you're not living in the statutes and laws, he'll turn you over to these powers that are coming at you.
Exactly. You're leaving yourself wide open. And what I'm saying is that we need people to stop, my brothers and sisters, stop making excuses for why you're not keeping it. You are exposing yourself. You're exposing yourself. Totally exposing yourself. And me, yeah, I mean, they already know I'm the brother like this. You know, I'm going to cry out loud and say some things. You know, I'm not going to bite my tongue, because he told me to show my people their transgressions. Show my people where they're breaking the law. Show my people where they are in sin. So when I have at them, or my judgment comes, we shall start in the house of Yah. It's going to start with his people, his nation. It's going to hit you first. You'll have no excuse. You'll have no excuse. So we have to stop making excuses. And I guess I'm focusing on a plethora of things, you know, like keeping these holy days. Once we start learning about more and more laws, keeping those laws. I mean, if I heard just today that pork was bad for me, I'm not going to say, well, I'm going to have one last bacon sandwich because I got a taste for it. Well, give me some time to stop doing that. You know, it might take me a couple of weeks because I just bought like 3 slabs of ribs there in the freezer. Nah, what you going to do? You got to go.
You can't let this go to waste, right?
Exactly. Oh, I can't see myself throwing that away. You know?
Yeah, and you can't even decide, okay, well, I'll give it to someone else. No, you can't do that either. You got to get rid of it.
Exactly. Don't pass it on. Don't give that poison to somebody else. Can't give that poison to somebody else. And that's how it is, that analogy, the reason I'm making that, because that's how it is with these holy days, with Feast of Atonement. Y'all can't push your plate aside for 24 hours when Yeshua fasted for 40 days, 40 nights, stayed in the grave for 3 days, 3 nights. And you can't even make a sacrifice for him. Where does your love lie? So, you know, we got many humps to get over. We look at just going through the work week and think that's tough, that's hard. There's some tough and hard things coming on this earth, and you need to get prepared. Even as I sleep in this tent, I'm reminding myself that there's the possibility that this is what it's going to be like in the wilderness. And we have to learn to adapt and be flexible.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let's go to Psalm 121.
Okay.
As we talk about the protection of the Most High for his people. Psalm 121, verse 1. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Most High, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behind he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Most High is thy keeper. The Most High is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Most High shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Most High shall preserve
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you're dropping so many good nuggets. It's hard for me to just go right by you. I mean, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. You didn't say it. You read it. It was prophesied.
Yep.
I will preserve you from all evil. And he shall preserve your soul. Then that is powerful.
We need to embrace that.
Right. He that keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. So he's always watching what we're doing. And so he's not going to suffer our feet to be moved. And he's not going to go to sleep on us. You know, that's a real popular saying amongst our people. Are you sleeping on it? Why are you sleeping on this? And he's like, I'm not going to fall asleep on your activities or what's happening with your people or your nation. This is why we got to stop looking for the pie in the sky, the American dream, the one last big wish, the one big lottery ticket. We have to learn how to be content in him and find our joy and peace and saying, you know, I appreciate what I have. I'm happy and I'm content. Because Satan comes in to wear us down, as a people, as individuals, and tire out the saints. We're seeing the prophecy of Revelations where Hashatan said, I'm going to wear out the saints. That's happening now. He's trying to wear us down, wear us out, physically, mentally, emotionally. With this final captivity, you think you got more, but it's getting harder. Because the people in Tulsa, Oklahoma actually had more than us, you know, and they were destroyed in an instant. So we just have to learn certain things about this protection and the value of it. You there, Brother D?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I had some well wishes coming in because it's my soul day.
Oh, brother. Hey, happy soul day.
Thank you, Brother V.
I had no idea. For me and Sister Tamar, we say happy soul day to you, brother. We appreciate you being on here on this day. This what not a better way to spend it than to give? That's one thing I and my wife learned is that on our so-called birthdays, which we like to call soul days now, we take the emphasis off us and we try to go and bless somebody out there, the homeless, bless somebody, and today you're blessing somebody. You're teaching on your soul day.
Yeah, and I thank the Most High that I can do that.
Yeah, I couldn't think of a better way to start it, brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you want to continue? Did you finish 121?
Yeah, I got one more verse here. The Most High shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Forevermore.
Forever is a long time, meaning it's still happening right now. All praises
exactly.
to the Most High.
All praises to the Most High.
Yeah, so brothers and sisters, I and Brother D just want to encourage you to keep going, keep moving. Just don't keep putting one foot in front of the other. Don't keep looking. I had to turn off CNN yesterday because I'm like, this is some propaganda. This is too much. You can see all through it, and it's just like it's just a major distraction. But these things are going to happen. They're going to increase. They're setting the narrative. And, I heard somebody say there was only one time that we protested and marched, but we marched for a purpose because he told us to march for the purpose of destruction. When he told us to go march around Jericho, it was so he could destroy Jericho and give it to us. We're not supposed to march till he tells us to go march and tear it down. He said, go march around six times, the seventh time, I'm going to tear all the walls down and give you the whole town. So, let that be the reason.
It's funny. When we were kids, we would sing that song, Joshua Park, Battle of Jericho. Really didn't know what that meant. Wasn't sure about what that meant. It was not. But now... Like I said, it came into focus once I figured out what was going on. It was such a mighty miracle that the Most High had wrought.
For the purpose of that miracle. And understand that we're not supposed to be out here marching with Black Lives Matter and all that, because they're not marching to destroy and conquer. They're out here trying to get involved in something that you can't stop. Black Lives Matter is ran by George Soros, ran by Kazar, and all these other groups, and they're marching for lesbianism, they're marching for gay marriage, they're marching for every other thing, for women to have the right to have abortions. Stay up on that stuff. You want to be divinely protected, stay away from those things. And I'm saying that because a lot of Hebrews will be like, well, Joshua never marched. Nah. The Most High gave them instructions on what to do to take the city. And that's what we're waiting for, instructions, divine instructions, because there'll be no reparations, there'll be no payoff, there'll be no justice. He's our habitation of justice. So I like Psalms 91 said, we're going to see the reward of the wicked with our eyes, and we're starting to see it, because, boy, when something happens to them, it's a national day of tragedy. And we got 50 young black folks being killed in Chicago every weekend, and the organs being sold off for hundreds of thousands of dollars, but it's not a national tragedy. I don't want to hear all that.
Exactly. Black people disappearing, and no one's really caring about that. I mean, the streets shot down by cops, and they're holding them not guilty, but they don't care about any of that.
Exactly. So people don't focus on what you see on the news, because that's propaganda. They're controlling the narrative of what you see, and they're controlling the spin on what you hear. People will get up in the microphones and start saying stuff, and the reporter will cut it. All right, now back to you in the studio, because they're telling the truth. We can't let that get out. We got to control it. Yeah, and they're doing all this, just a bunch of foolishness. Stop watching that stuff. I will look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from Yah. And the narrative has already been spun. The book of Ezekiel, Daniel, Revelations, Esdras. That's the news report that we listen to and we adhere to while we keep these hours. So you Hebrews that know the truth, y'all better stop playing around with this truth a little bit here and a little bit there. That's not what that scripture meant. You know, a little dab will do you.
Picking and choosing and that kind of stuff.
That's gonna be a
lukewarm. I'll obey this one, but that one I don't need to be concerned with. You know, that type of thinking.
Right. That'll get you killed. That'll keep you out the kingdom.
Exactly.
Because as Hashatan will be like, yeah. Hashatan, Satan will be like, yeah, I can mess with this person's mind. I can keep them distracted. I can distract them with what's going on in the world. They're not really focused on Yah. They're not meditating on Yah. You know, that's not where their focus is. Because when you meditate on something, you sell out for it. I mean, you can't halfway treat your relationship with your wife, your kids, your job. You got to go. You got to do it.
Yeah, you got to be all in.
All in. All in. Couldn't have said it better. Well, I think those were some good chapters. I think I'm gonna save this other one, the Most High Willing, for the Shabbat, which was I think Psalms 126. I'll get into that because it talks about the fact that every other nation worships a deity, an image, a statue, a false god. Israel's the only one that worships the one true creator of the heavens and the earth. So we'll get into that, Most High Willing. And get the heart of a Hebrew woman, and I'm hoping to do Straight No Chaser on tomorrow, Most High Willing as well, where we can get into the current events, some of the things we're talking about some more, and break down some Bible prophecy. But in the meantime, in between time, brother, I don't want to hold you. I want you to get the most out of this day and do what you got, you know, what you got to do.
Thank you, brother. Like I said, every day, no matter what, every day that the Most High wakes me up to see is a good day. I thank him for that every day, and he wakes me up to see another day.
That's right. Now, if you want to get together this Sunday or Monday to culminate this Tabernacles, let me know. We'll talk about it.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely be available Sunday, and maybe we can do something like either come up that way or do something Sunday.
That sounds good. We'll definitely talk about it because we are in the midst of the high holy days, so we got this. We want to bring this to a nice end, eighth day celebration, and then, you know, dedication. It's not one of the high holy days, but it's one that we'll definitely remember when we talk about the Book of Maccabees, which is taking a stand. So I look forward to that, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good story. So, like I said, we will get into that.
Right. Okay, any final words you want to say in closing?
I just want to say I pray for it and hope that this has blessed the Hebrew brothers out there, blessed the remnant, and that we're able to continue to help him and bring this message to other Jews out there and really like someone that hears it, and then that's their time for them to listen. I just want to thank all the brothers and sisters for listening and hearing the word that we're trying to get out here.
Hallelujah. All right, brother, would you enjoy the rest of your day? And to my family, Mishpachah, I just want to say that I hope you're having a Shah Sukkot, which is a happy tabernacles, enjoying these high holy days of the fall before these hell holidays get here, and your job start trying to get you to participate in Secret Santa and slip you some eggnog. I want you to enjoy these high holy days. Let's make the best of it. Keep moving.
I'm sorry, but be careful what you eat there because they're quick to say, oh, this is this and that, and then you find that there's slips and pork in there. So be careful.
Slip
you
a Mickey.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
Slip you a Mickey. Slide you some pork in a heartbeat. So, you know, y'all keep your eyes open and don't compromise. This is not the time to compromise. That's why we do keep the Feast of Dedication because it's in the midst of December, right before these that Christmas Hail Lie Day. We talk about that. You got to take a stand. Don't slip. This is the time you put your big boy drawers on. That's why you did atonement. That's why you're doing tabernacles. You're getting strengthened up. You're getting ready. It's like being in the gym so that you can look at these people out here in the streets talking about, Merry Christmas. Man, you got to be ready to give them an answer and tell them, get out my face. We want y'all to be strong, so be strong in the Lord, which is the Most High, and the power of his might. And if we're talking about his might, he already overcame the world. He already conquered death, hell, and the grave. What you got to be scared of? If you should happen to close your eyes, you'll wake up with the King. Long live the King, too. Hallelujah. Bless his name.
Hallelujah.
The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Truth is a journey and not a destination. Be strong, my brothers and sisters. Shalom to you all. Peace and blessings.
Oh.
Yeah, you know. Send them out to Wagwan. Yo, just hold firm, you know. Keep moving. Hold your head up, you know. Hey, yo. Wake up in the morning, say a little thing to God. Him bless me, just food in a me cupboard. Remember in the days when time well hot, me belly hungry, and me couldn't find a regular job. Feel like me can't move, me trapped in a cage. Still searching for the words to put on the page. Still dreaming about the day when me step on the stage. But nothing now come, that's when me better say. You have to keep moving. Stand on, stand on. Yeah, I. No matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down. Yeah, I. You have to keep moving. Stand on, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I. It's just another broken heart. It's so see I'm the lonely one. Yeah, when me say Emily, she could have tell no sad story. I'm an abuser, I'm gonna beat her up badly. So, I could have watched it rightly. I hope it quick, I'm starting a family. One day she decides she can't take it no more. She follows, cries, go down on the floor. That's when she takes the razor, telephone ring. Somebody on the other line, a dollar there. You have to keep moving. Send on this jang, this jang. Yeah, I. So no matter what's going on, you know say you have to shut down. Yeah, I. You have to keep moving. Send on, hold on. Yeah, I. Just another broken heart. It's true, see I'm the lonely one. Hey, when me say Timothy in a hard line of work. Him a drive ambulance, same what we since birth. Yo, him get a call from him cell phone. Say there's been an accident. A little youth drive off of the road. When him get to the scene, say it not look good. Him not stop think but if him really done all that he could. Now the family want no walk one. And the doctor say I'm sorry him not make it. The son is gone. Yeah, they keep moving. Stand on, stand on.